It is WSBW at 7:40. And it is Thursday morning, and during the Ontario Hockey League season, it is Saginaw Spirit time as Voice of Spirit Hockey. Joey Botano joins us to talk what's happening with our Saginaw Spirit, our playoff-bound Saginaw Spirit, our in-the-thick-of-things for a division title Saginaw Spirit, in-the-thick-of-things for maybe the overall best record in the conference Saginaw Spirit. There's lots to talk about, and it's always good to talk Spirit hockey with you, Joey Botano, including talking about a game this morning that's just a couple hours away. Man, Joey, there's a lot of things happening with you in Spirit hockey these days, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a busy time, Charlie. Good morning. Thanks for having me. We actually have a game coming up in just a few hours, which is a little unique, obviously, to this league. But it'll be a school day game today in Mississauga, then a day off tomorrow. And then taking on Hamilton, again, another weird 4 o'clock Saturday game. And then finally, daylight savings time, and then a 2 o'clock game. So really, it's going to feel like a 1 o'clock game for us on Sunday afternoon. So it's a unique weekend for sure.
Three games all on the road coming up. Last weekend at home, the Spirit took care of business, both against Kingston and I just went blank, Joey.
Hamilton.
Thank you, Hamilton, on Saturday night. Important games, of course. I mentioned battling for that division lead, and thankfully with Flint losing on Saturday night. And by the way, thanks to Owen Sound last night for beating Flint. That's helpful, too. The Spirit, I thought, played two games that they played pretty complete games. And the highlight for me, and you tell me from the observations of last, again, Friday and Saturday, games, by the way, you had over 4,000 Friday and over 5,000 Saturday. Tristan Lennox in goal for both games, and I thought it was two of the best games that he played all season long.
Yeah, Tristan's starting to get his swagger back. He looks like the goaltender that we saw last year in his rookie year where, he's just confident in everything he does. He's controlling his rebounds specifically very well right now. He just looks like the goalie that he was last year when he was having success as a rookie, which is obviously a great sign for the Spirit. He started the last three games. Saginaw's won those three games, so he is he's on fire right now. The guys are playing well in front of him as well, and there's just been a little bit more of a commitment to the defensive zone over the last few games that I'm sure has helped him as well.
And you know, our conversation last week, you had talked about, and every so often we reference specific players, and you talked about the level of game that DJ Buzdecker has been playing this year. And on Saturday night, DJ, a natural hat trick, all in the first period, and then for good measure, adds another goal, plus an assist. That was, the crowd was really going nuts over that, Joey.
Yeah, I thought it was one of the keys. Like Art and I were talking about it in the pregame was, we have such a big crowd. We got to make sure that they're engaged early. And sure enough, DJ goes out and scores. I think it was on the second shift and the third shift of the hockey game. So it was good to get the crowd involved early. And then obviously, I thought DJ could have had 5 or 6 goals before the night was over. He had that many scoring chances. I think he had 9 or 10 shots credited to him in the hockey game. He was just on another level on Saturday night, which is great to see. And the most encouraging thing lately for Saginaw has been that it hasn't just been one player. I mean, sure, like they have some elite talent in Perfetti and Suzuki, but it's guys like Blade Jenkins that have stepped up. Damian Giroux had a stretch where he had 3 consecutive 2-goal games. DJ Buzdecker has a 5-point night. Danny Kadek, Daniil Antropov, and Jake Woldowski had good games lately. Even the fourth line, like Josh Bloom, has a 5-game point streak going on, and Cam Babers played well. And that, I mean, you go down the list, there's not one Saginaw Spirit player right now that's kind of slumping that they're trying to pick up. Like, everybody's pulling their weight, and that's a really good sign at this point in the season, heading into the stretch run and, the first round of the playoffs not that far away.
So let's talk about what's going on later this morning. Again, this is one of those
games that's associated with school kids in Mississauga. So it's a 10:45 broadcast. By the way, folks, it is going to be on 790 News Radio WSGW. You mentioned the day game on Saturday. It'll be a 3:45 broadcast, 1:45 on Sunday. Those games back on 100.5 FM. And it seems like the Spirit have now faced this for a couple of weeks with no disrespect to the teams that we are facing. But all three teams are teams that are in a situation where, on paper, the Spirit should take care of business, even though they're on the road. It's not going to be easy. But three games, the Spirit should, you know, on paper, come out. And if the Spirit play their game, should handle all three games.
Yeah, there's no question that all three of these games should be winnable hockey games for Saginaw, right? I guess that's the best way to put it. But at the same time, it's those variables that you just talked about that make this trip a difficult one in terms of, you know, you have the funny start times. Really, two out of the three games are going to be a little bit different feel for the group. You know, you obviously have the morning game today that starts in just a couple hours, and then you have the 4 o'clock Saturday game. You know, that's a little bit more like a normal day, but not really. And then you have your Sunday afternoon 2 o'clock, which this team has played a 2 o'clock Sunday game quite often. So that's not that odd. But I think it's just, you know, think about how much time the team's going to have after today's game. It's just how you treat your body, how you, you know, replenish, re-energize. It's going to be important. A lot of it's on the players, you know, this weekend in terms of how they regroup and get ready for the next game. And it'll be interesting. You're right. I mean, on paper, these are three teams that Saginaw should be able to handle. But at the same time, this is not your ordinary three-game and four-day set.
And let's face it, for teams that are in positions such as what Hamilton, Mississauga, Erie, when a team like Saginaw comes to town, you maybe pick up your game because you want to beat those teams that are in position for the playoffs and playing well. It's like, you know, it's a feather in your cap and can elevate your game when you're playing these games. So the Spirit, you know, like the top teams, they've got targets on their back.
Yeah, you know what, you're right. I think Flint's run into that a little bit here. You know, they'd had that 15-game winning streak, and now they've lost two straight. You could argue two opponents that they should be able to beat. But I think when you're playing your best hockey, teams notice that, and they're giving you their best effort. So, you know, Kingston came into our building, and we handled them rather easily, and they turned around and beat Flint by 5 goals the next night. So, I mean, that's the challenge. And Saginaw, that's going to start happening to the Spirit, is they're going to start getting their opponent's best game regardless of where they are in the standings. And it's, like you said, it's going to be how they handle that. But, I wouldn't be surprised to see all three teams here this weekend come out with a really good performance against Saginaw.
And mentioning that Flint game, I was at the Dow on Saturday night, and the crowd was very engaged all game long. And as much as the crowd cheered, for example, with DJ Buzzdecker's performance, when it was announced that Kingston had beaten Flint, the cheer from the crowd. So the Spirit fans are engaged. They know what's at stake, and they know what's happening throughout the Ontario Hockey League. And that's nice to know that as we're getting to that playoff run, Spirit fans are ready for you, Joey. Spirit fans are ready for you.
Looking forward to it, man. It was a great, like, last year was something I'll always remember. The run was great. Obviously, it came up a little short, but it was great to see fans come out and support, and fans come up to me and say, you know, I haven't been to a game in 12 years, but I'm excited about this year's run, and I'm back. You know, we're back, and that was cool to see, and they were excited, and those same fans that I saw in the playoffs last year have been here throughout the year this year with the run. So, you know, just gaining notoriety in the community that, hey, look, this, it's different here now. You know, this is a team that's going to compete with the best teams in the OHL. And, you know, the fan support throughout the year this year has been great. And obviously we look forward to what the playoffs bring in terms of, you know, the intensity of the games, but also the support of our fans.
All right, Joey, 3 hours from now, you'll be on air. We'll be listening. again on 790 News Radio WSGW. Spirit playing that day game against Mississauga. We'll let you get back and get prepared. We'll listen for you describing a Spirit victory. Thanks, as always, for the conversation.
All right, Charlie. Take care.